Bengals.
Good evening and welcome to the Minor Court here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. This evening we're going to do another little soundtrack, Blitzkrieg. We're going to listen to actually one soundtrack. It's from 1992. It's called Singles. And this was at the beginning of the grunge movement that took over the world in the early 90s. This romantic comedy came out. They released the soundtrack 3 months ahead of the movie and it became a bestseller. We'll play things in order. We'll start off with Alice in Chains. Those days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the night.
hide it all, and I'm lost behind the words I'll never find, and I'm left behind the seasons roll. Thank you.
turn to gold. The Prince of Peace embraced the gloom and walked the night alone. Dance in the dark night, sing to the morning light. A voice tonight, time will tell us all. Oh, through your plan, oh, rest not till you're gone.
That was the Love Mongers, doing a live cover of Led Zeppelin's Battle of Evermore. Of course, on the original, that was Jimmy Page on guitar, this Les Paul. Before that would have been Dyslexic Heart. I left it out in the interest of time. Before that, we heard Chris Cornell with Seasons. He was a lead singer for Soundgarden. Paul Westerberg was the lead singer for The Replacements on that one. Before that, you heard Pearl Jam with Breath. That was McCready Fretter uses a Strat, Les Paul, and Les Paul Jr. Stone Gotard plays a Strat or a Les Paul into a Marshall. Sometimes he uses a Bassman 4x10. He switched to a Matchless using an HC30 and Marshalls, and then he moved on to a Fender Deluxe later. Before that, we heard Alice in Chains' Wood. That was Jerry Cantrell. He uses Bogner and Dave Friedman Marsha heads. He uses G&L Rampages and Gibson Les Pauls, and of course he has some effects. He also has an original Dunlop Cry Baby Wah, which he used on the epic Man in the Box. We're going to carry on with our singles soundtrack here. We're going to go listen to some Mother Love Bone.
It's the kind of moves on. It's the kind that lives. treat you like a lady. Now you're a substitute teacher. This bottle's not a pretty, not a pretty sight. I owe the man some money, so I'm turning over, honey. Say, Mr. Faded Glory is the ones again are doing time. Oh, yeah. And this is my kind of love. It's the kind of moves on. It's the kind that leaves me alone. Yes, it does. And this is my kind of love. It's the kind of moves on. It's the kind that. It's the kind.
That was Soundgarden with Birth Ritual. That's Kim Terrell, Chris Cornell, and Ben Shepherd. Kim's main guitar is a black 90s reissue Guild S100. He's had it since the early 90s. He prefers that model because of the distance between the tailpiece and the bridge, and he plays and bends the strings behind the bridge. Kim combines a Mezzo Boogie Tremoverb combo and a Mezzo Boogie Electrodyne head dialed in to complement each other. Chris uses an ES-335 Gibson divided by 13 amps and Savage Roar combos. He also uses an Electro-Harmonix Deluxe Memory Man, two Dr. No Ultra Drives, which he uses as transparent boosts for more sustain, a T-Rex Reptile, and a Metatone King of the Britain's pedal. Ben's go-to bass is a made-in-Mexico Fender P-Bass named Baron. It has a Batis Bridge and a GHS Heavy strings that are kept on the bass as long as possible to be as worn in as possible. He uses some Ampeg SVT VRs and Mezzocarbine M6 cabinets. Before that, you heard Mother Love Bone with Crown of Thorns, a Stone Goddard guitarist. He uses a Fender Strat, sometimes uses a Tele and a Les Paul Gold Top, and he generally plays matchlesses like an HC30 or a DC30, and sometimes he switches it up and plays a Vox AC30. You're listening to Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. You can visit us online at krvs.org, and you can see podcast playlists, news, and upcoming information. You can click on that big red donate button. We'll continue on with our rundown of the soundtrack to the singles. We're going to leave another one out. Pearl Jam, State of Love, and Trust will be left out. We already heard one from Pearl Jam, so we'll go on over to Mudhoney, Overblown.
Waterfall, no nothing can harm me at all. My worries seem so very small, but my waterfall. I can see my rainbow calling me through the misty breeze of my waterfall. Some people say daydream is for all the lazy-minded. I have you to see me through. I have nothing to lose. Long as I have you, waterfall, don't ever change your ways. Fall with me for a million days. Oh, my waterfall. We'll be right back.
That was the Screaming Trees with Nearly Lost You. That was Gary Lee Connor on guitar. He plays a Gibson Firebird V and uses a lot of feedback and effects in the feedback there. Before that, we heard Jimi Hendrix, May This Be Love, also known as Waterfall. Jimmy wrote that song for his mother from Are You Experienced in 1967. That was recorded at Olympic Studios. 2 years later, he'd be using a 68 Stratocaster and a Vox Wah, and he turned on his Dallas Arbiter Fuzz Face, and he plugged that into a Univibe and a Marshall 100-watt Super Lee with 4x12 stacks that went on to kind of make him really famous, as if he wasn't before that. Before that, we heard Mudhoney, Overblown. Mark Arm was a guitarist on that one. There are lots of guitars that he plays. He plays Fender Jaguars. He plays Fender Mustangs. He plays Fender Telecasters. He plays Gibson SGs. And he also plays Gretches. In this one, he should be playing into a Fender 68 Custom Twin Reverb as an amplifier. And he has some effects pedals that he uses, like the Electro-Harmonix Big Muff Pi, the Univox Super Fuzz, and the Black Cat Wee Buzz. We're going to try and finish things off here by listening to the last track on the album, which is the Smashing Pumpkins, James Iha on guitars. He plays too many guitars to list. He's a great guitar player. He used an Orange Overdrive OD-120 into a Fender 68 Custom Twin Reverb, and he's using Marshall JCM 800 Vintage 100 Waters on this album. Once again, that was the Smashing Pumpkins with Drown. We thank you so much for tuning into KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles for our late night with the Minor Chord, running through an eclectic mix of music, and we talk about effects, amps, guitars, pedals, and everything in between. We'll see you again next time, and we'll let the police take us out of here.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at krvs.com.